Cosmo talks to Federated Farmers leader Katie Milne about the Wuhan coronavirus and the impact it's having on the ag sector here.
Well, it's rather a frustrating time for farmers with the coronavirus upsetting all the markets, well, the Chinese market, through the fact that they're in such a lockdown situation while they try and control its spread and slow its spread and deal with it. So extending the Chinese New Year period has meant that they're encouraging their citizens to not go to work and not have gatherings. So that's a twofold thing for farmers, in that at the ports, the unloading ability to get goods off the ships that come in has been affected because people aren't at work. It's in sort of lockdown situation and bare skeleton crews. So that's huge hold-ups to product when it arrives. It also affects the logistics of transporting product to the actual cities it was going to go to, same reason. And then, of course, people not gathering and doing the celebrations they normally do has had an impact as well, because they're not out socialising and eating the same way they would have. And it's a big time of year for New Zealand product because of that, you know, the big celebrations they have over there. So there's many and varied impacts along the chain, which is quite a worry, certainly having the initial impact on the meat industry, because that's a shorter sort of a timeline of, you know, if the stock comes in and you process it and you've got to move it off pretty quick. We don't have vast storage in New Zealand for our meat products in the chillers, like we do have quite a bit of storage for dairy products, which is a blessing, I guess. The variance being, apart from butter that has to be kept chilled, the other products are just in warehouses, the milk powders and so on, infant formula. So they don't have the same cool chain requirements as the truly perishable goods such as meat.
So now we've got delays at meat processing plants here, which I guess is impacting on farmers in dry regions like Northland who want to destock to preserve feed.
Absolutely. And I mean, while it's summer and we do get these dry periods, and there is always a sometimes a little bit of a backlog, most farmers have been pretty onto it over the years though, and know, well, my dry period for me, you know, I need to offload. They have some key dates that they usually try and actually pre-book some stock months out. It's not always the case, but a lot try and do that so that they know that they'll be able to be as efficient as they can with their planning for the seasonal situation. So this is really compounding that problem.
Mm. And have Fed farmers been getting calls from concerned farmers?
Yes, we have quite a lot. And also actually, because of all those compounding factors, they've gone to their banks as well, and seasonal finance has become a little bit harder to get. So that's one of the main reasons that farmers have been ringing. They're going, look, we're talking to the banks and they're not as easy to deal with as they were, and they're not as forthcoming with those little bits of cash flow to go and buy a bit of extra feed right now. So that's a concern that we'll be having some chats to them about now that we've had this week of lockdown with coronavirus in China, that the effects are really coming to the fore and we're seeing what they are. So yeah, we'll be asking them to be a bit more flexible in that area because it is extenuating circumstances.
Mm. And Katie, coronavirus aside, what are some of the biggest challenges you're facing this year as boss of Fed Farmers?
Yeah, well, there's multiple ones, and obviously the ones that come to the fore that are having a quick impact on farmers, like the banking one, is one that we've already been speaking to some of the banks prior to this. So there's those burning platform ones that are right here and now, but then there's also the slow burning platforms with the intensive winter grazing, you know, sorted out into a spot where everyone can manage it. And these things like the national policy statements for fresh water that we're still working through, that have to land in a good spot to achieve continual gains and improve water quality where appropriate. Mm. And the national Indigenous biodiversity strategy is there as well to be looked at going forward. RMA reform as well. And, you know, that's a bit of a scary one, that the regional councils as well, when you talk to them, they're looking at it and going, there hasn't been a lot of impact stuff go on in here as to how we're going to pay for it, what the outcomes will be on a economic side. And it feels like it's being rushed incredibly fast without the right analysis and behind some of that. So there's always lots going on that's hard, grindy stuff. And I guess our farmers don't always see how much work goes on in behind to try and help enable the good business platform they need to go forward and thrive.
Gosh, so lots on your plate for 2020.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, the big one is it's an election year, and we certainly don't want to be the election football we were last time round, with the introduction or talking of water taxes and things like that and bits and pieces. So, you know, because that was a real knock to morale to all farmers, and that confidence never came back from being a little bit vilified in the public forum with no real means to defend yourself as an individual. And we had those reports of people getting to the stage where they wouldn't admit to being a farmer at all anymore, which is really, really sad, because New Zealand's farmers are world-leading in so many areas, whether it's your carbon footprint per kilogram of food you produce, the environmental things we do, even though you'll be told otherwise. We're streets ahead of many places in the world.
And are you standing for re-election, Katie, as voting takes place in June, I think?
Yeah, voting is taking place in June. No, I'm not going to be going for a second term. There is a part of the constitution that says somebody could if they got 75% of the vote, and so on. But it's certainly when you've got people lining up in succession, well organised in an organisation, that I'm not going to be a block for anyone wanting to come through. And I think it's an interesting time when it's an election cycle to be able to have a rejig and a rethink as well, and reset your direction or your clock a little bit if need be. So I'm not going to be going for a second term, no.
Federated Farmers National President Katie Milne.